I'm Farai Chidea, in with Lynn Scherr. John Hockenberry is away. We're going to talk about a young man. His hair, his smile, and of course his rounded glasses haven't changed very much, but the boy has grown to a teen. I'm talking about Harry Potter. In the first movie, based of course on the best-selling books, he was just a young boy with no clue how to be a wizard.
First year students will require 3 sets of plain work robes, 1 wand.
Essential bit of equipment, Harry.
1 pair of dragonhide gloves. Hagrid, do they mean from a real dragon?
Well, they don't mean a penguin, do they?
6 films into the franchise, Harry Potter knows how to work his wand, and along with casting spells and chasing down the evildoer Voldemort, Harry Potter knows how to make a buck. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince premiered last Wednesday. By Sunday, the film had raked in $160 million. That's $20 million more than the previous Potter film. Today, we want to talk about Harry Potter marketing and business. With us from Novi, Michigan, is Ben Maynard. He's 17 and a diehard Harry Potter fan. Ben, just really quickly, what do you relate to in these stories?
I relate to Harry as his life and as a teenager. His world is full of magic. I kind of wish I could escape to that and flick my wand to solve all my problems.
So do I. Okay, so I understand that you have gone to the movies. You've collected some Harry Potter swag. What's the favorite thing that you've bought?
I actually kind of like the video games. It was also great to have all the DVDs on video, watch them and see all the things you missed in the theaters.
How much do you think you've spent in your lifetime?
I estimated that I've spent just over $600 on everything.
Not insignificant. Okay, we're going to get back to you in a second, but we've also got Susan Ganelius, a marketing expert and author of Harry Potter, The Story of a Global Business Phenomenon. Now, Susan, there's one thing that we can be completely sure of. Harry Potter is continuing to rake in money. What's the secret to this franchise?
The secret of that is actually consumers. Harry Potter was turned into a global phenomenon at the hands of consumers who talked about the brand that they loved and spread the word through word-of-mouth marketing and the social web.
Now, there's an emotional connection Ben talked about. But when you think about the marketing, is there one thing that stands out to you that, say, some other, you know, franchises of young adult books into movies haven't done?
Well, Harry Potter, the marketing started by the publisher following the traditional publisher model. It really wasn't until around 2000 when there was a gap of about 3 years between the first movie and the fourth book and the release of the fifth book that the online buzz and the word-of-mouth marketing really just went out of control, to be perfectly honest. And that's when the marketing team sort of realized, hey, wait a minute, we've got gold here, and started leveraging tease and perpetual marketing with the watch the space hook, slowly releasing little bits and pieces of information, and constantly teasing people and keeping that conversation going.
Hi, Susan. It's Lynn Scherr here. I have to ask a question. I think the Harry Potter phenomenon is extraordinary. I love the films. But is it possible to have good literature for children and not have a marketing phenomenon? Does it always have to go along with big money, do you think?
Absolutely not. In fact, most of the time it does not. And if you look at the Harry Potter brand, it, truth be told, has been marketed far less than most other brands. For example, at the height of the buzz about Harry Potter in the early 2000s, the brand was merchandised far less than many other brands. Cars, Shrek, a number of other Disney brands were merchandised far more. But the secret to Harry Potter's success was the fact that people were talking about it. It seemed like it was everywhere. It seemed like the marketing was being pushed at us using push marketing strategies. But in reality, it was pull marketing, consumers demanding more from the brand, constantly talking about it.
And the other thing that it struck me so much, actually, is that, in fact, kids are reading these books. They're not just seeing the movies, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's another thing that makes this brand so unique and so powerful is that it became a relationship brand. It started certainly as a cult brand, small groups banding around it, becoming emotionally involved. Emotional involvement drives brand loyalty. And then as that loyalty got stronger and stronger, as people constantly were, their expectations for the brand were met, they felt comfortable, secure in the brand, it grew and grew into a relationship brand where people were surrounded by brand experiences. They could self-select how they wanted to experience the brand, share it, and build a relationship with it. Brands like Apple, these are just hugely powerful relationship brands, and that's what Harry Potter became.
All right. I want to go back to Ben Maynard. You've spent hundreds of dollars on Harry Potter merchandise. And we had on, a little bit of conversation with an 11-year-old girl who went to see it at the movie at 12:01, and she talked about how her friends spread the word. Do you use any kind of social networking like Twitter or just word of mouth to talk about Harry Potter?
Well, there are groups on Facebook that I'm on. There are also special websites devoted especially to Harry Potter. There's the official website. There's websites like MuggleNet, where you can communicate
MuggleNet
with other Harry Potter fans. Yeah.
Yes, Muggles being mere humans who can't cast magic, right?
That's right. We're all Muggles.
Well, you know, I don't know, Ben. You seem like you have some superpowers, at least in choosing what you really want from life. I want to thank you both. We've been talking with Ben Maynard, who's 17 years old. He's a lifelong Potter fan. He's going to attend the University of Michigan next fall. Woohoo! And also Susan Ganelius, president and CEO of Key Splash Creative and author of Harry Potter, The Story of a Global Business Phenomenon.